I want to talk about something called the Connected Classroom. It's the research that I'm currently doing, and it's been very, very interesting, the results of it. The idea of the Connected Classroom is really about getting the students to do speaking activities at home, to do recordings using sites like Audioboo or My Brain Shark or Jing or MailView, which I particularly like for this particular type of activity. So let me talk about what the Connected Classroom is. Well, in the past, when I was working as an English teacher, the one thing I used to get really frustrated about was not being able to get the students to do speaking activities outside of the class. In the 1980s and 1990s, I would set them activities where for homework I'd say, right, do this grammar activity or study this page from the activity book or write me a story or read this article. But really it was quite limited in terms of what I could do. And I used to get frustrated that we were speaking in the classroom, but I could never get the students to do any speaking activities outside of the class because I couldn't guarantee that they were going to meet up with a native, etc. So when technology started to develop, that was one of the things that really interested me because it would offer me the opportunity to get the students to do more speaking activities because I could get them to go home and do a recording using a whole different tools, lots of different tools around, do their recordings and then send them to me as the teacher either by sending me the link or by uploading the link onto a virtual learning environment or whatever. But basically they do the recordings using something like Audioboo, just using this tool for example, and then sending me the recordings, and I could listen to them and give them some feedback about their performance. Now, I've been experimenting with this quite a lot. One of the best tools for this particular idea is MailView, because MailView allows you to do a recording of up to 10 minutes, click on a button, and then just email it to somebody. So the students can go home, do their recordings, click on a button, and email that recording to anyone. Audioboo is also another possibility because the students could do the recordings, copy the link to the recording, and then send that to their teacher. But what I've noticed about these types of activities is the importance of structuring the work in the classroom first. So if you were going to do a lesson and get the students to do the recordings at home, it's important that you prepare the activity in the classroom. In other words, let's say you're going to get the students to talk about their typical day. Well, you might go in the class and you might start by drawing a timeline on the board. From 9 o'clock in the morning to, or 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, I mean, till perhaps 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and then talking about your typical day and say, right, I normally get up about 7, 7:30. First thing I do is have a cup of coffee, check my emails, blah 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 blah. Then I leave work about 8:30, get to work at 9 o'clock. Normally have another coffee when I get there. Then I start. The first thing I do, and you just talk about your typical day to the students, and they're listening to you, and you can get them to ask you questions. Say, right, okay, now would you like to ask me about some of the other. Now, Russell, what do you normally do at 12 o'clock? What do you do at 1 o'clock? And then you start answering so you can get the students to interact with you. So you've introduced your timeline. Then you say to the students, right, now draw your own timeline. So they draw their timeline. You can even get them to write a few notes under each hour to help them a little bit when they describe what they normally do in their typical day. Put them into pairs or groups of, say, three or four, and get them to talk about their timeline so that they talk about their typical day, what they normally do. And then afterwards, while they're doing that, you would walk around the class, listen to the students, and perhaps at the end give some feedback. Say, yeah, right, okay, well, this verb you should change, think about this would be a useful verb here, you could have said this, or, and so you give them some general feedback about the way to structure that type of activity and them talking about their typical day, some of the adverbs and verbs and language that they might need. And then say to them, right, your homework is to go home, go on to MailView, click on the button and record yourself talking about your typical day and then sending it to me. And the results of these activities have been fabulous. I mean, students doing really long recordings of themselves talking about their day, or, I've done lots of different activities. And what we found is the more that we connect what we're doing in the classroom with what we're doing at home, so the more work we do in the class gets them to do a better recording. And it's just lovely to click on the button and just listen to the students talking and then to take some notes and then give them some feedback. So I call this a connected classroom because it really is about, planning it in the class and doing the work in the class so that the students will go home motivated to do the recordings at home. And I suggest if you get a chance, give it a try. It's a great idea.